it is time for an old staple, an old friend, Dave Lane, to present Hints from Heloise.
She's got hints nobody else would know. Hints nobody ever sees. We've got hints from Heloise. No one can I do with this old broken comb.
Hang it on the wall.
Yay, that's right.
Song history, please.
No idea. I always forget the name of the P1 who provided that for us.
I didn't know if there was something on Heloise's website.
Nope. That was P1. That was P1 Magic, and I apologize that I don't know his
home.
Name. Yes, my keys have a new home. Yes, it is time for an orphanage throwback. It's Hints from Heloise, a column to help you with your life. It is usually ripped and read from the Dallas Morning News. Today it is cobbled together from the Dallas Morning News and the interwebs, the Washington Post.
I'm a relatively new homeowner, and I find myself with some issues that I've never had before. So I think these might be able to really help
me
today.
Well, I mean, it is designed to help you with your life. Little hints. Little hacks to help you through your day-to-day life. And let's start with a note about dogs. This is from Heloise herself.
Whoa.
Dear readers, a short list of things to not feed the dog. Avocado contains an acid that's toxic to dogs. Did you know that?
No.
Cherries, plums, peaches, and apricots. Or is it apricots?
Wife and I had this conversation like in the last 12 or 24 hours because she ordered an apricot cider.
I think it's apricot.
I'm apricot too.
I'm apricot as well.
So all right. It's settled.
Cherries, plums, peaches, and apricots have a cyanide-like compound that can lead to breathing problems.
Oh. Should humans not eat these then?
I guess it's not the kind of cyanide that kills humans.
Cyanide-like.
And, of course, chocolate. Caffeine and theobromine are stimulants, and chocolate is high in fat.
Okay, high in fat is one thing, but, I mean, is it actually, like, deadly?
They'd have to eat a lot of it to die from what I
Dogs
understand.
Have definitely snuck into some candy drawers and pounded a whole big bag
of
peanut M&M's
Christmas
or whatever.
Chocolate chip cookies.
Or as in the case of Corby's dog, has eaten a whole foil package of special brownies.
Yeah.
Yeah, they have to eat a lot of chocolate for it to do incredible damage.
I love chocolate.
Heloise says, there are many more foods that are bad for a dog, but some people food may be okay as an occasional snack. Ask your veterinarian.
No.
You're not going to bother?
No. I deal with things once they happen. I don't plan for things.
From Larry in Higdon, Arkansas. He writes, Dear Heloise, for seniors like me with internet access who are seeking comfortable around-the-house shoes, search water shoes. I went to a popular shopping site and found a wide variety of colors and styles, many at very reasonable prices. I ordered a pair and added a pair of foam insoles. They are comfortable, lightweight, and really easy on my tired old feet. And then Heloise says, look in brick-and-mortar stores, too. So I guess he found Crocs on Amazon, and he decided to write Heloise about it.
What are water shoes? And I know there's a
Crocs.
Lot of definition. No, I don't think so.
No, they're like, they're like mesh shoes that have like a rubber sole. I mean, they're... Water
yeah, but
shoes.
For boating, for going boat to boat, like Louisville.
But some people keep old sneakers and just call them water shoes, and you keep them far, far longer than you would ever need to, because you're like, well, if we ever go to the river.
Right. Or if I have to do some yard work,
yeah.
I'll just throw these old beaters on.
That's what those pories do.
Yeah, Travis. Pories.
Speaking of Pories,
we have shoes for everything, not like Pories.
Margaret Ann H. via email writes, "Dear Heloise, when you get to the bottom of the toothpaste tube, get a clean pair of scissors and cut the top off the toothpaste tube. You will find there's a lot of toothpaste left in that area. You can use a plastic picnic knife to scoop it out and put it on your toothbrush. Or you can dip a dry toothbrush into it and put it on your brush. Or you can go to the store and buy a new tube of toothpaste."
Nobody freaks out about anything like old people trying to save toothpaste.
God, it must have sucked to grow up in the Depression.
When toothpaste was $200.
Well, yeah. Well, when it was a nickel and a nickel was $200.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah.
But I think they have it right.
Old people just can't, they can't throw things away.
Yeah.
They just, it's against their principles to throw anything in the garbage.
I think I use a good percentage of my toothpaste, but it's just out of laziness that I don't want to go buy another one. So, like, I'm just ringing trying to get a little bit out of it.
Right.
Left.
Like, you unroll it, and then you roll it
re-roll.
Super tight.
Or you use, like, the toothbrush to squeegee down the thing to push whatever's left in there to try to get one more using.
If only I could roll a joint like I can roll a toothpaste.
Oh, my God. No doubt.
Let's see.
Roll a joint?
I'm the worst. Don't ever ask me to do that.
Yeah, I was never good at it.
It'll fall apart. You'll be mad at me.
I couldn't be mad at you. Yeah, you do.
Plus, it'll have my saliva all over it. Who wants that?
Yeah, I don't like an overly moist joint preparation.
Who does?
Who does? Harry T, Big Harry T in Montana writes, "What is a quick and easy way to clean the microwave oven? I don't have a lot of time."
I bet he has time.
Yeah, he has enough time to write Heloise and wait for her answer.
And wait 4 months for it to appear in the the Butte News.
Heloise says, "Don't worry, I have an easy solution for you. To clean and deodorize the microwave, place a microwave-safe bowl with water and 2 heaping tablespoons of baking soda in the microwave. Zap for about 2 minutes and all the yuck will wipe right off. Be careful, the water is going to be hot. Baking soda is one of my favorite household helpers. It is cheap, non-toxic, and readily available. I have compiled a collection of my favorite baking soda hints and recipes into a handy pamphlet. Would you like to receive one? It's easy. Visit Heloise.com to order or mail $5 along with a stamped, self-addressed, business-sized envelope to Heloise/Baking Soda. P.O. Box 795001, San Antonio, Texas, 78279-5001. Pour the old box of baking soda from the fridge down the garbage disposal to freshen it. Follow with a splash of vinegar for bubbles." So that's like a douche for your garbage disposal.
Douche.
Yeah, it's a sink douche.
And she's selling her...
Yeah, for $5.
Okay,
you can get a pamphlet of... her favorite baking soda hints and recipes.
Okay, so you can use and eat baking soda?
Yeah, I think...
I don't know what baking soda is. I know Arm & Hammer.
I think you use baking powder in recipes more than baking soda. Like, I only know of baking soda being used for, like, absorbing odors. Like, in your fridge or absorbing moisture.
Or, like something with mothballs in your closet or something. I don't understand baking soda one bit.
I don't either. I love these. These aren't even hints. She says, "Dear readers, today's sound off is about people who are perpetually late. This is from Charlotte F. in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Dear Heloise, why are some people always late for everything? I have a friend who seems to think showing up on time is beyond her capabilities. She'll say things like, 'Time is my enemy.' If we're meeting for lunch, she is sure to be 20 to 40 minutes late. Several of our mutual friends have stopped inviting her to various functions for this very reason.
Whew.
I only hope this will give others who are never on time a chance to think about how it affects others."
Oh. Dude, he is pointing hard in my chest right now.
Are you habitually late? I used to be. I'm much better now. I always try to give myself a buffer. But sometimes...
I am...
Sometimes... You know where I run into trouble? Is I never give a grace period for traffic. So whenever I leave the house, I am counting on hitting every green light and not hitting any traffic whatsoever.
Just smooth sailing the whole way. But then you're in the car, you're like, man, traffic killing me. And then you can blame traffic.
Right. Yeah. And then you have the built-in excuse. Like, oh, I would have been there, but traffic, bro.
I'd say, yes, I am habitually late. Although this morning I left the house at, what, 10:15?
Yes. You actually beat me back to
your
my house.
Yeah. I was late
to
your
house.
I
had to drop off my kiddo.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, I'd say I probably am habitually late, but not when it comes to live radio crap. That's the only thing you can't be late to.
Okay, for this last one, I'll let you pick. Would you like uses for old books or uses for coffee filters?
Blake, pick a winner.
Coffee filters.
Okay. Coffee filters. This is a hint from Heloise.
Okay.
So it's
legit
from the Gospel of Heloise. Coffee filters can be put to good use for a variety of tasks around the house. Cover a dish going in the microwave. Use one to clean a window or mirror. Place between plates of your fine china to prevent scratches. Put tacos in coffee filters, which helps contain the mess. So maybe Fuzzy should give you a
nice
coffee filter with every taco.
I bet we can get a coffee filter.
I think that's a really, really good idea. We should just change their whole business model.
All right, David.
That's hints for...
That'll get everybody through
the
another...
The indefinite future.
I'll get everybody through another 6 months until we have you back on and do it again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're a true hero.